It was called the Coastal Women's Initiative, which actually is still ongoing. Basically, it grew out of, there was a Bosnian Women's Initiative before, basically U.S. government funding channeled through UNHCR. But basically, the goal is, it's a sort of a funding mechanism for women's NGOs or NGOs looking at typically women's issues, but it doesn't have to be. And not only is it a funding mechanism, but it's also a way to sort of build capacity of local women's NGOs.
So what does it look like?
So basically, this is where I get into the peace building part, is at least in the Kosovo context, where you basically have a society that was split up, and there's ethnic enclaves and lots of tension still. We looked at it in terms of, actually, the Kitabi, it has a long history, or not a long history, but it originally was a lot of money being pursued at all at once, and it was through international, sort of umbrella grant, but it was all through international partners.
What did you call it,
Kosovo Women's Initiative, KWI, yeah, and then the Bosnian Women's Initiative, BWI, and basically, after 1 year, partly because the funding dropped off, partly because they didn't see the results that they wanted to see, different reasons, they brought it under one umbrella, which was awarded to one agency, which was IRC. But then how we developed the mechanism was through forming regional women's councils. And there were five different ones broken up, geographically. But within those, geographic areas, obviously the women's groups, the types of women that were there was, obviously there's a majority Albanian, ethnic Albanian population, but there's also Serb populations, Roma populations, Ashkalia, different groups. And so one of the things was, because it's all about the women identifying, their priorities, what resources they already have can bring to bear on, the what they identify as their priorities. And then also this, through this funding mechanism, being able to, also provide, assistance that way. And so one of the requirements was setting up the guidelines, and the guidelines were that you had to have these multi-ethnic women's councils, which were, elected amongst the women's groups.
If you wanted money, you had to work with other ethnicities, basically.
Exactly. And, both within the council itself, which is, women leaders, and then also, even with implementation, it's trying to kind of always find the areas where there's overlap and where the assistance can be provided. For example, in the types of projects that could be funded, it really was a range. Like, there was one NGO, women's NGO, that had, and a lot of these existed previous, too. Some were new. Basically looking at just legal rights, and it was looking at, property law issues. It was looking at, citizenship issues. It was looking at a range of issues which, through that group and through the network that was created through the Kosovo Women's Initiative, they were able to sort of, they're maybe helping populations or working with populations they wouldn't normally work with, across ethnic. There's a lot of different aspects to it. We brought them together for training. They came together, like I said, in terms of all the proposals that came in, which was, was standardized, were openly debated and discussed. And basically, it was looking at what was the best for the community, with the knowledge that, okay, you do have to have a certain percentage that have to be either minority, focused on, minority or mixed, or, populations. But the interesting part about that is it was a way to fund these types of programs, which they identified as their own priorities, and so obviously they had ownership of it, and they had, there's a greater chance of it being sustainable. But then also it was getting all these women together talking, which, okay, maybe they did it grudgingly at first, but once you got them together, it was like, oh, maybe there's not so many differences, or, oh, we see other opportunities. And even if it was sort of only because of the fact that they had a shared interest in, funding or whatever, they would find more beyond that once you brought them to the table for a specific reason. And I always talk to people about in conflict, it's like, work with the women first, because they're just far more practical. And some of these women, they weren't necessarily stay-at-home, types before. There were some women who were like KLA fighters up in the mountains, and then they're down at the table with some Serb women that basically, they might have been, doing raids on at night, not long ago. And obviously, there's issues around that. But at the same time, I don't know, there's something about working with women that I think it's a very good entry point into that. Because we were dealing with the women in that way long before any similar meetings occurred amongst other segments of society, except at a very, very official level, which was more, for show and not really substantive. So,
was the project designed with that element of reconciliation in mind, to have that multi-ethnic cooperation somehow lead to a humanization or reconciliation of some sort?
Oh, definitely. It wasn't, I don't think we ever would have used the term, peace building or reconciliation. But obviously that was one of the ultimate goals.
Why wouldn't you use those words?
don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, I think when you're, especially, you know, you have different types of organizations that do different things and oftentimes enter at the different points in the continuum, if you want to refer to it as continuum. And, you know, this was definitely, you know, 1 year out of the conflict. And so you're still kind of in an emergency phase, even though, you know, it wasn't so much of an emergency. But, and so I think... And I think there's also, it's a different way of accessing the population, too, because I think women are more likely, or women, people in general, are more likely to see, oh, okay, this is a funding mechanism that's available to me. This is an opportunity for my organizational development, my professional development, whatever. And that's sort of something that I find attractive, whereas if, you know, we talked about it as being a peace-building thing, which maybe for internally for us to talk about that, that's fine. But if we put it out there to them, is that they'd be like, look, I'm not coming to this group because I want to talk to Serbs. I'm coming to this group because, you know, I'm doing my women's cooperative in, you know, agriculture, and we need funds, and this is a way to access it. So I think it's, you know, since that's why I think, it wasn't very overt. And it probably wasn't even the primary reason why we were doing it, but we definitely recognized it as being one of the benefits coming out of it. If you talk to the women, I don't know if they would get that, but the women after doing it were probably talking and working with these other women that they never would have, you know, thought of it, that being, you know, the result they were looking for.